Є спущена живо та бриня на жіжні. Весня кричает, а нерситер гунетнец. Каждый времен брат не терет, а не кисло на риск идет. Верянная весра не верит, жить будет завтра. Секретя, агента мужчина, секретя, агента мужчина. Они давали вам число и брали ваш зовут. Наргает си каждой губе, что вы видите. Красивые те люди тебе ядит, хоть люди думает. Ай, забирать еды, что вы скажите. Мы забивы, вы были бы родители. Радные вы срови не выйдет, чит будет завтра. Секретя, агента мужчина, секретя, агента мужчина. Они давали вам число и брали ваш зовут. Секретя, агента мужчина, секретя, агента мужчина. Они давали вам число и брали ваш зовут. Лингал на Ривьеру один день, потом лежается на бомбе, пелиток следующий день. А нет, вы скажите обычные слова. Телевец убрет на те губы. Вратная весра винил, жить будет завтра. Секретя, агента мужчина, секретя, агента мужчина. Они давали вам число и брали ваш зовут. Секретя, агента мужчина.
Okay, that was Malcontento doing the Russian language version of Secret Agent Man. And interesting story, the Melnick got me that. So that I'd like to thank him for getting me that. He mentioned that, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, that's pretty neat. Before that, a song that was only a bonus. God, some of these, that's the wonderful thing about having friends and digging around and having obsessive compulsive friends in music. And there's no shortage of them in Pittsburgh. So there was a Wall of Voodoo album. I think it might have, I don't know if it was the second or the third album, but they did a bonus track only on cassette. The song called Exercise. I exercise in a most unusual way. And I always loved that tune because it's just so, it's so Wall of Voodoo. It is more Wall of Voodoo than any other Wall of Voodoo song. And boom, go, what do you know? It ends up in my brain this year. This last little section of stuff is all things that have been refreshed into my brain. So a show today is the second part, the second set of months of the quarterly report. Basically, everything that I heard new this past year. It doesn't end up in theme shows. I don't ever play it for you, but I love this stuff. I wait till the end of the year. It's just like, it's like building up, like compressing, you know, and it just keeps packing it down like a trash compactor. And then once a year, I pull the lid off and it all flies all over the place and I madly grab and throw it in at you. Okay, that's a little, that's a visual thing. All right. So that was Exercise by Wall of Voodoo. So I would like to thank Dougie for getting me that. I never thought I'd hear that song again. A bonus tune on the cassette. Oh, Three Mustafas, Three. This band was so far ahead of their time. They were the world's first fake world band. And it was members of the prog band Camel and a bunch of amazing musicians from Britain, all through the mid-80s and late-80s, actually probably late-80s, this album that they came out with called Heart of Uncle, which is a spectacular record. The two songs off there that really jump at me are 3x3 or 3x3. And this band would sing in French. They'd sing in Hindi. They would sing in all of the. It's just wonderful stuff. Before that, they did. This was also Three Mustafas, Three Avarahoon, which is from the movie Avarahoon, which is a really, really masterpiece of Bollywood. If you see one Bollywood movie, see Avarahoon. That has, I think, Kishore Kumar in it. And it's just, he was like their Charlie Chaplin. So you might want to see it. Because Avarahoon means I am a tramp or I am a rogue. And if you want to see something amazing, just go to YouTube and type in Avara. It's A-W-A-A-R-A, Hoon, or Bollywood, Kishore Kumar. And there you go with that. All right. And then before that, Song to the Siren. Another thing. Going down these things, I don't know where I got this from, but it's a great version. It's not this Mortal Coil. It's not the. It's a Tim Buckley tune called "Song to the Siren." It's one of the most beautiful tunes ever written, and I just don't know who did it. It just ended up in my brain and ended up in that time. All right, like Weird, a really wonderfully twisted instrumental number by the Centuries, and I actually this is another thing. I saw this on there was like a Betty Page compilation of her little movies of her dancing around in costumes, and they had this song and I go, what is this? Because they just soundtracked it all these old stag films from the 50s, and I'm like, what is this tune? And it just comes up, wow, it's Like Weird by the Centuries. In front of that, Bob Spalding, The Fifth Venture. Kind of a mixed bag of an album. No real drums on there, but Ice's Treasure, which is the song I played, it's just got a great melody. I'm not a big fan of drum machines with surf music, but that works. A double shot of the Coyote Men. Really down and gritty garage music. We heard Groinshot and Mullet Man. Then we heard Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire doing Elvis Presley is Dead, a song that is an instant antidepressant. One of my favorite songs in the entire universe. Nini Na 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 Nunu by Dickie Doo and the Don'ts. The original version was by Jonathan Winters. He used to do like this little character called Baby Elizabeth, and he would go Nini Na 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 Nunu. They made a record of it, and then Dickie Doo and the Don'ts did a cover version of it. Then Bad Manners, the ska band, In the 80s, did a version of it. And what a fun song. Oh, man. Yeah. We began everything with the Revengers doing their twisting 1966 version of the Batman theme. Scored this year, too. A Nancy Sinatra compilation called Before Those Boots, which were like the stuff that she did in 1961 through 65. A bunch of really neat stuff. Kind of with Lee Hazelwood. Some of it not. This next tune is a real rarity. It is her with the Bobby Fuller Four. And the Bobby Fuller Four are the guys that made the hit out of I Fought the Law and The Law Won. So let's give a listen to this thing. It's called Geronimo with the Bobby Fuller Four. This is Nancy Sinatra. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. WRCT Pittsburgh playing the second part of the best music that stumbled into my brain this past year. So let's dig this.
G-E-R-O-N-I-F-O. When you find you're in trouble, you need help. On the double one thing. Just remember to do. Let yourself go. Yell Geronimo. That's when I come running to you.
Geronimo.
When you need me.
Geronimo.
When you want me.
Geronimo.
Hey, baby, let's go.
G-E-R-O-N-I-M-O. Geronimo. Geronimo.
see it through.
Long and flat, they are the very reasons I never wear a hat. My teeth stick out in front like pickets in a fence, and as far as ridges go, I'm not white 2 cents. But I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was an elephant, then I'd be really sunk. For every place I'd ever go, I'd have to take my trunk. Suppose I was a zebra with stripes from head to tail, I bet they'd think that I escaped and throw me back in jail. Oh, I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was a tall giraffe and swallowed carrots, yummy. With that long neck, I'd surely starve before they reach my tummy. Suppose I was a big fat pig, I might as well be frank. I wouldn't care to end up as some kiddie's piggy bank. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny.
Meep. What's up, Doc?
Suppose I was a smelly skunk, I wouldn't have a friend. I'd be alone excepting for a cent I couldn't spend. Suppose I was a gator in the swamps where time would drag, until the day when I'd be made into a traveling bag. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny.
Suppose I was a turkey, then I'd end up on a tray in the middle of the table on the next Thanksgiving Day. Suppose I was a bullfrog, croaking out a note. I dread the time when I would be a frog in someone's throat. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny.
That's all, folks.
Mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school,
you may grow up to be a mule.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool all the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish.
And all the monkeys are in the loo. Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you.
You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Hey, big brother Ward, I hear you had a party the other night. Is that right?
That's right. I had a party the other night.
Well, what kind of party did you have?
I had a Crisco party.
What's Crisco?
It's just stuff like Vaseline.
Well, listen to my story. I'm gonna tell you.
Crisco party.
I've had a brand new party where you really scream.
Crisco party.
Well, all you need here lots of Crisco and some girls and boys.
Crisco party.
Well, that's some girls and boys.
Crisco party.
I like Crisco party.
He likes Crisco party.
Everybody grease up now. Woo.
Well, I went to that party with a girl named Sue.
Crisco party.
She said, oh, come on, man, I want to do you.
A Crisco party.
She said, well, come along, daddy, don't you be no squire. Greasy grill for when we get there, yeah.
Crisco party.
I dig 'em.
Oh.
We dig it down to ah.
Crisco party. Crisco party. Crisco party. Crisco party.
First the front. Oh, baby.
Here we go, boys. Shall we tell them how it's done?
Yeah, let's tell them.
Okay. First you get
get the E number one product. You don't get a substitute. This
not,
is
not the 70
not
cent
a
spread.
Vitamin deficiency, you know. You get the large economy size. I think it's 2 cans for 69 cents. And you take it and you spread it on your body.
And on the walls.
And on the floor.
And on the ceiling.
And on the sides.
And on the chaperones.
Everywhere. Oh, we forgot. On your navel.
Okay. I have a navel battery.
And then.
To cause a commotion, you mix some garlic with kasha and glue. You dab it on your elbow and arm, and zap! It makes a toad out of you.
Zap the world, zap the world. Come together, get together. Together we can zap the world. Zap the world, zap the world. Come together, get together.
Wizard, he gave me this lizard. You rub his nose on a bald eagle's beak. You dip his tail in some snail English ale, and zap! He makes a sneeze for a week.
Social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I sure do like these recaps at the end of the year. And that's what we're doing. I'm recapping all of a lot of my favorite albums, releases, songs that have stumbled my way this past year. This is like the second part. There's 4 parts. No Christmas music. No Christmas music. Just the whole month. It's like Christmas presents every day. It's like saving everything up all year long and laying it all out under your tree. Hope you dig. All right. This was a really crazy record and an even stranger movie. The H.R. Puffin Stuff movie that came out in 1970. And they tried to capitalize off the TV show, the Sid and Marty Krofft H.R. Puffin Stuff. And they brought Martha Ray in as a singer. They brought Cass Elliot in. And wow, Zap the World is, of course, the amazing Billy Hayes. Just a fantastic. I might even play this last week. It's just such a great song. I don't care if I played it last week. It's already in the hopper and played, and I ain't changing it. We are George Washington. And I think it's, I forgot what the name of the band. I think it was just like George Washington and the Cherry Bombs. That's right. George Washington and the Cherry Bombs, a Northwest rock and roll band. like a garage band up there from the Pacific Northwest, and they did a thing called Crisco Party. And that must have been a thing, because Paul Revere and the Raiders also did a song called Crisco Party. It's something that you're just putting, I don't know, it sounds rather orgy-like, but I think they toned it down here for the rock and roll kids. Would you like to swing on a star? An old 1940s cartoon from Little Lulu. There's a certain section of the year that I was going down like the rabbit hole of YouTube trying to find what I thought would be really fun songs that were from cartoons. And this was a really good one. And also along with that, Mel Blanc, I actually had this record growing up. I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. I remember that. That's the wonderful thing about the technology. There's, like I'm saying, this was a record I had when I was a little kid. I played it. I hadn't heard it in decades. And then I find it on YouTube. I play it, and it's just as wonderful as I remembered. So that's a thing I found, and I kind of hung on to it. This is another thing that happens. When somebody dies, they start releasing all their stuff, like on blog sites and online. And so Anita Lane, who was Nick Cave's, she was in the Bad Seeds. I think she was his girlfriend for a while. This is from her 1995 album, The World's a Girl. And very neat little tune. The song's Bedazzled, which is from the movie Bedazzled with Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. Everything began with another hot chick, Nancy Sinatra. Nancy's still kicking. Those boots are still kicking. Nancy Sinatra with the Bobby Fuller Four doing a song called Geronimo, a fun tune called Geronimo. Another really wonderful compilation that I got this year was it was from a movie, another weird movie called Gonks Go Beat, which was kind of like showcasing British bands, and so it's British like beat bands. So this was probably like 1964. And Lulu and the Lovers. And it's the same Lulu from To Sir With Love. And boy, does she have a wonderful gritty voice. She could do pretty and she could do gritty. Here's her being gritty with a tune called Choco Ice. Dig in. Zombo in your brain. WRCT Pittsburgh.
something just for you.
Thank you. from Kung Fu Fate. Liz got a higher before she's late. So kiss the things you get the taste of. No more when you just take this day. Baby, I know you mean well, but what's yesterday came from hell, 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 hell. Well, well, Liz could hold on, get stay on. Someone get that green whiskey on. Baby, I know you love my way, so wrap my soul and take it away. Oh, baby, I know you love my way, so wrap my soul and take it away. Pickles rolled over his heart. On Jill Italian phone stars. Come on, I'll destroy love all time. Polish off the tarnish and make it shine. Baby, I know you love my way, so wrap my soul and take it away. Baby, I know you love my way, so wrap my soul and take it away.
Those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. That work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told ya. And now you do what they told ya. Those who died are justified. Remember the bad day you're chosen right. You're justified. Those that died. Remember the bad day you're chosen right. Those who died are justified.
Shout out the devil!
And yes, of course, another thing that I collect obsessively are mashups. And two of the finest mashups I've heard in quite a while. Brick Shout, a mashup of Motley Crue's Shout with the Commodores' Brick House. Another mashup. This is an older one I played before. And, of course, another pussycat fight. In the Mood for Some Killing, Rage Against the Machine, mashed up with the Glenn Miller Thing and his orchestra. Neat little reissue from actually 2020, a band called the Hot Rats. And they just did this album called Turn-Ons. And it's like it's really a great, it's like all their cover songs. And that's them doing I Can't Stand It by the Velvet Underground, doing a nice version of that. This past year too, Record Store Day released some dub remixes of the Specials, and I got a hold of that, and that was Clangster's dub of Gangsters. So yeah, wonderful Specials too. And a band that I have played before that I've always really admired how fast their percussion section was. I don't know how they played so fast, and this was, I think, even live. A band called the Wooden Tops. They just came out around the mid-80s, had a couple blazing records, and then just disappeared. And that was their song, Well, Well, Well. Another song, you know, I bought this on cassette probably in 86 when it came out. And Well, Well, Well was the first track that comes out. So it's another thing. You pop that cassette in and it hits you. I mean, I still get that now, okay? Every now and then there'll be like a new band that'll do that. But it just never stops. I like that it never stops. I'm not going to say, you know, the feeling of hearing new music and excitement. I try and instill that on you guys. I really, you know, this is a very interactive radio show. That's why it's called Zombo in Your Brain. Getting in your brain, trying to get people to listen to different music, hear things differently, hear a genre of music they would never hear before, and try and appreciate how it sounds. Or a band that, you know, I've had some people tell me that I've turned them onto their favorite band. It's a great, great feeling for someone to go, you know what, you played this thing by the Monochrome Set, and now the Monochrome Set's my favorite band. Or The Fall, I just got into The Fall, now they're my favorite band. Or you played that, so it's really wonderful to actually try, it's an interesting thing, it's an interesting thing to think that I can somehow, I don't know, help, not even help, but just kind of... It's not even education. It's kind of enrich your life. That's the word I'm looking for. Enrich your life musically. And it's just been a passion of mine. And I don't know why. I really don't know why. It stems back from when I was a little kid and I would play records for my friends. I told this story a long time ago. And it's a fun little story that I tell every now and then. But how I got to be a DJ, how I wanted to be a DJ, is that I liked this song in the 70s called Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins. And it was just this fun, goofy little 45, and I thought it was fun, and I wanted everybody to hear it. Or you know, so I call up the local radio station, and I call up, and the guy's giving me some runaround, and I'm asking, can you play Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins? And he's like, nah, nah, nah. And he's just very dismissive. And it really, as a kid, that really made me go, how can I just bypass this thing and actually get people to hear this song. So that was